Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Well, folks, it's that special time of year again, the time when everyone has COVID. But also, it's Christmas, and that means it's time for one of my favorite Christmas traditions, The Late Show's animated holiday special. Each one is a treasured classic celebrating Santa's quest to bring joy to the world with his team of merry helpers. And this year, St. Nick's got a very special helper, Hollywood legend Liam Neeson. We all know that Liam has got a particular set of skills, and one of them is narrating Jolly Holiday Special. So please enjoy this year's brand new animated classic, The Indictmare Before Christmas.
"'Twas the day before Christmas. The trees were all lighted, and all through the country, a douche was indicted. The tinsel was hung on the old courthouse gate, which rang with the shouts of an orange lump of hate.
Big man!
Order!
Boobily-boo!
Order!
Hannibal!
Order!"
His defense was quite lousy, much like his fitness, with no options left.
"I call one final witness."
While up in his workshop, Santa read thickets of letters all begging.
"For Taylor Swift tickets? Even I can't score those. North Pole, how may I direct your wish?"
"Hello, Sloppy Santa."
"Donald Trump? Aren't you in court on live TV?"
"No."
"Now listen, chaps. I just need you to get out that list and find me 11,780 nice things that I've done. Nice. Which is 11,780 more than we have."
"What? This is exactly what you're on trial for, you numnog. Good day, sir."
"Wait, don't hang up."
Rejected by Kringle, Trump tried to save face. He turned to the cameras.
"I just won the case. I spoke to Santa Claus, and he said, sir, I'll be there tonight to testify that you are very, very nice.
And 215 pounds.
'Twas a lie so outrageous, the judge said,
"All right, bring Santa to court by midnight tonight."
So Trump schemed up a plot, and he squeezed it out quick. He'd storm the North Pole.
"And then I'll be St. Nick, China."
"What?
You can't see me."
"Oh, crap.
Mega Christmas, Meatball Kringle."
"Donald Trump? How did you get here so fast?"
"I travel at the speed of Adderall."
"It's real."
He'd come with his minions to steal Kringle's stuff, but Santa just chuckled.
"That won't be enough. You can take all my things, you thick Machiavelli, but my true power lies in my big magic belly. And what are you gonna do? Suck the magic jelly right out of it?"
"If you insist, Grandpa."
"You must!
You're buying into this madness too?"
"Of course! Christmas, like Earth, has outlived its usefulness.
Love those Pizzagate memes, Musk man.
LOL, poop emoji. 500 million likes.
So Santa was strapped in a jelly transfuser, while opposite him hung that petulant loser.
You're sure this is safe, right?
Of course! We use the same technology for Tesla's self-driving. Any last words, Santa?
Go f*** yourself.
No, Mr. Claus. I expect you to die.
Retribution!
It's a lie! It's a lie!
So the jag-awful monster that Elon just built set off to the courthouse to pardon his guilt.
Hurry up, Rudolph!
Hello? Hello? Hello?
While back with his helpers, all thin, short of breath, Santa awaited.
My imminent death.
Did somebody say imminent death?
President!
It was his college friend Joe, who got lost on a walk and stopped to deliver a whispery pep talk.
Listen here, St. Jack. Number one,
we gotta fight.
Cause like it or not,
and mostly not,
the fate of the world continues to rest upon the bird-like bones of us skinny old white dudes.
My spine's made of powder.
So let's hippity-scoot on down to that courthouse and save Christmas.
But Trump took the sleigh.
Should have locked his garage. Yet Joe wasn't worried.
We'll go by montage! Wow! It's just like that movie Barbenheimer! And look! There's Heimer!
Don't do it, Robert! It'll haunt you forever! Too late.
Jiminy Cricket! I see the Double D Dictator!
Santa could spy the imposter below and called out to him.
I brought mistletoe!
What?
Now kiss your ass goodbye.
As the clock struck 12 midnight at court in D.C.
Looks like Santa's not coming. Light the old Michmas tree.
And all of a sudden, they broke through the facade. Then rose to declare.
That man is a fraud. I'm the real Claus.
Order! Order! Neither of you looks like Santa Claus. You look like you're on Ho 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 Zempic, and you're clearly Donald Trump with a magnificent rack.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But nope, I'm the real Santa.
The gropey Claus lied.
I've got all his stuff.
He boasted with pride.
A big furry sack that lists from his shelves, a belly of jelly, and two stupid elves.
They're here, Santa Dad.
In my bow.
Shut up.
And let's not forget the most Santa-esque part. Millions believe in me. With their whole heart.
I believe!
Hell yeah! Honk, honk!
I proved it. I'm set. I've checked my list twice. And Donald J. Trump is tremendously nice. And innocent on all charges.
The judge had no choice. She studied the laws. And according to them,
Donald Trump is Santa Claus.
A jolly jection. Your Honor, being Santa isn't about the Christmas letter of the law. It's the Christmas spirit of the law that counts. If this man truly is Santa Claus, I challenge him to fulfill the most basic of Santa's duties and give one gift to someone he loves.
Uh-oh.
Give it to me, Santa Dad! Lovely!
Merry Christmas to me! Eating too much.
Exhibit A-hole.
Uh-oh.
The jelly is rejecting his belly! Take cover!
The jelly returned with a bright, gooey glow. It summoned old Kringle, who laughed. Oh. Oh.
Oh. I've seen enough! The real Santa Claus is Santa Claus!
No! This Christmas special is rigged! It's
what?
Rigged, I tell
you! It's a Michmas miracle!
Should all acquaintance be forgot?
Thank you to all the hardworking elves who animated that special late into the night. And thank you to Liam Neeson. Ladies, he's single. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.